Simple Arithmetic, Not So Simple for Highly Math-Anxious Individuals by Haiseng Chang, Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, Stanford University, Lisa Sprout, Department of Psychology, University of Chicago, Aaron A. Maloney, School of Psychology, University of Ottawa, Cian L. Baylock, Department of Psychology, University of Chicago, and Barnard College, Columbia University, and Mark G. Berman, Department of Psychology, University of Chicago. Published in Social, Cognitive, and Affective Neuroscience, Volume 12, Edition 1, pages 1940 to 1949. Published on October 16, 2017. Abstract. Fluency with simple arithmetic, typically achieved in early elementary school, is thought to be one of the building blocks of mathematical competence. Behavioral studies with adults indicate that math anxiety, feelings of tension or apprehension about math, is associated with poor performance on cognitively demanding math problems. However, it remains unclear whether there are fundamental differences in how high and low math anxious individuals approach overlearned simple arithmetic problems that are less reliant on cognitive control. The current study used functional magnetic resonance imaging to examine the neural correlates of simple arithmetic performance across high and low math anxious individuals. We implemented a partial least squares analysis, a data-driven multivariate analysis method to measure distributed patterns of whole brain activity associated with performance. Despite overall high simple arithmetic performance across high and low math anxious individuals, performance was differentially dependent on the frontoparietal attentional network as a function of math anxiety. Specifically, low compared to high math anxious individuals perform better when they activate this network less, a potential indication of more automatic problem solving. These findings suggest that low and high math anxious individuals approach even the most fundamental math problems differently. Introduction. Math anxiety, characterized by feelings of tension and apprehension about math, is highly prevalent and is a strong predictor of math performance in the USA and worldwide. Across OECD countries, an estimated 31% of 15-year-old students report getting very nervous when solving math problems, and 14% of variation in math anxiety explains the variation in math performance. Given the significance of this phenomenon, understanding how and why math anxiety relates to poor math performance may provide insights into identifying the factors that lead to higher math achievement. Behavioral studies have consistently indicated that high math anxious individuals perform poorly compared to low math anxious individuals on complex working memory intensive arithmetic problems, in line with the reasoning that their heightened anxiety elicits situation-related worries and negative thoughts that consume working memory resources needed for optimal math performance. However, it remains unclear whether and how math anxiety is associated with poor performance on numerical tasks that do not rely heavily on working memory resources. Some studies find no differences between high and low math anxious individuals in arithmetic performance, for example, in a standardized math achievement test or when problems are presented in a paper and pencil format. Other work shows that high math anxious individuals perform worse than their low math anxious counterparts on the most basic numerical tasks. For instance, high compared to low math anxious individuals exhibit increased numerical distance effects and slower and less accurate counting of objects. Why does the performance of high and low math anxious individuals on the most basic math tasks sometimes look different and sometimes not? One possibility is that there are subtle differences in the way that high and low math anxious individuals perform on numerical tasks, characterized by differential recruitment of neural resources. These differences may not be easily detected by commonly used behavioral measures, such as reaction time or accuracy, particularly if high math anxious individuals are using a compensatory strategy or exerting more effort to solve the math problems. Supporting this idea, recent studies reveal that, even when controlling for arithmetic ability, math anxiety is associated with altered event-related potential amplitude when verifying simple arithmetic problems and during the early stages of simple arithmetic. High math anxious individuals display reduced deactivation in the default mode network during number comparison and bisection tasks, reflecting an increased demand for inhibition of negative thoughts. Further, high math anxious individuals perform better on simple arithmetic when brain stimulation is applied to regions involved in cognitive control. Together, these findings suggest that high and low math anxious individuals may approach the math problems in fundamentally different ways, and their performance may depend on differential patterns of neural activity. Here, we examine the possibility that math anxiety is associated with differences in how individuals solve simple arithmetic problems for the following reasons. First, it has been suggested that working memory is involved in all kinds of mental arithmetic, including single-digit arithmetic. Given that high levels of anxiety may impact one's available working memory resources, it is possible that high math-anxious individuals' capacity to mentally solve simple arithmetic problems may be compromised. Second, there is a variation in how frequently adults remember arithmetic facts directly from memory to solve simple arithmetic, and this further varies by operation type. For example, 66 to 76% for addition, 78 to 97% for multiplication, 58% for subtraction, 57% for division. When adults fail to remember arithmetic facts, they may solve arithmetic problems by using a backup procedural strategy. Given that changes in working memory load are associated with variations in strategy use, it is possible that math anxiety may relate to differential use of strategies. Third, while efficiency in both procedural and retrieval strategy is important for adults to successfully solve simple arithmetic problems, increased use of retrieval strategy on simple arithmetic is known to be associated with positive affect in math and better performance on more complex arithmetic problems. Given these reasons, it is of particular interest to examine whether low and high math anxious individuals solve simple arithmetic problems in different ways. Thus, in the current work, we sought to better characterize the differences in how high and low math anxious individuals approach simple arithmetic, a building block for more complex arithmetic problems. Participants indicated whether simple addition or subtraction problems presented with various types of solutions, true, false, close split, false, far split, were correct while undergoing functional MRI scans. We analyzed fMRI data from a relatively large sample to delineate the neural networks associated with performance on simple arithmetic across high and low math anxious individuals. Similar to past neuroimaging work, we used a group analysis approach to increase our detectability of math anxiety related differences in the patterns of neural networks during problem solving. To account for group differences associated with basic arithmetic ability, we administered a standardized basic arithmetic task in a paper and pencil format outside the scanner. The goal of the current study was to examine how the relation between brain activities and simple arithmetic performance may vary as a function of math anxiety. We implemented a behavioral partial least squares analysis, PLS, which is a multivariate data-driven approach tailored to capture distributed patterns of whole brain activities that relate to behavioral measures. This technique differs from traditional GLM analyses that detect differences in signal intensity in specific brain regions and individual voxels between two groups or experimental conditions. Using singular value decomposition, SVD, the PLS analysis method uncovers latent variables that maximally covary with each other. The PLS analysis method is a particularly useful approach for our study because the cognitive and affective processes related to math performance and anxiety are likely to be spatially distributed across the whole brain, involving multiple neural networks, rather than localized in specific brain regions/voxels. By using a data-driven approach, we are able to characterize the profile of whole brain activity associated with simple arithmetic performance across high and low math anxious groups. Despite overall high performance across high and low math anxious individuals, we provide evidence that simple arithmetic performance depends on the frontoparietal attentional network differently as a function of math anxiety. Specifically, the low compared to high math anxious individuals perform better when they activate this attention network, a potential indication of more automatic problem solving in less math anxious individuals. To our knowledge, this is the first study to utilize a multivariate network-based analysis to differentiate how high and low math anxious people solve simple arithmetic problems. Our results show that lower levels of math anxiety are tied to solving simple arithmetic problems in a more automatic way, possibly freeing up individuals' attentional capacity for more attention-demanding mathematical endeavors. Methods. Participants. A large pool of participants from the Chicago area, N equals 1,034, completed a pre-screening survey that includes Abbreviated Math Anxiety Scale, AMAS. High and low math anxious groups were identified based on previously established quartiles of AMAS scores from a large urban college population, N equals 14,678. 60 individuals participated in the fMRI scanning session. A total of 12 participants were excluded from the analysis. One high math anxious female's head motion spiked more than 1 millimeter, and 5 participants discontinued the scan due to discomfort or claustrophobia. One participant was excluded due to a recruitment error. Five participants were excluded due to unidentifiable math anxiety scores as a different rating scale for AMAS was used in the current study. The remaining participants included 32 low math anxious individuals, 16 females, aged from 19 to 35 years, mean equals 25.47, standard deviation equals 4.83, with an average AMAS score of 1.36, standard deviation equals 0.19, and 16 high math anxious individuals, 11 females, aged from 21 to 39 years, mean equals 27.13, standard deviation equals 5.43, with an average AMAS score of 3.13, standard deviation equals 0.57. All participants were right-handed as assessed by the Edinburgh Handedness Inventory and self-reported no history of diagnosed learning disability or ADHD. All participants gave informed consent in accordance with Institutional Review Board, University of Chicago, and were compensated with $40 for participation. Simple arithmetic verification. Participants verified whether simple arithmetic problems were correctly solved in the scanner, indicating if a problem was correct with their index finger or if there was a mistake with their middle finger. Half of the trials had the correct solution, true. Incorrect solutions were split, either close, 1 or 2 digits away, or far, 7 or 8 digits away from the correct answer. Problems were in the form of A plus B equals C for addition and A minus B equals C for subtraction, where 1 is less than or equal to A, which is less than or equal to 17, 1 is less than or equal to B, which is less than or equal to 9, and 1 is less than or equal to C, which is less than or equal to 19. Control jitter trials were included to control for button pressing responses. Participants indicated if they saw C with index finger and M with middle finger. Participants completed 1,056 trials divided equally among 8 scans. Each scan contained 4 sets of problems, 16 arithmetic and 17 jitter, that alternated between addition and subtraction. Each set of arithmetic/jitter trials were cued by a word stimulus, add or subtract. The order of problems was counterbalanced across participants. Lists were generated through M-sequencing, and sequence randomization was verified with autocorrelations to the 16th lag. Half of participants started with addition problems, and the other half started with subtraction problems. Each arithmetic trial was displayed for 2,000 milliseconds, jitter trial for 1,500 milliseconds, and Q display for 500 milliseconds. Trials were separated by a 500 millisecond trial interval. Figure 1 shows sample trials. Covariates. Woodcock-Johnson 3 math fluency subtest was administered by paper and pencil after scanning. Participants were given a 3-minute time limit to solve simple addition, subtraction, and multiplication problems, a total of 160 problems. Raw Woodcock-Johnson 3 math fluency scores and scanner variability were used as covariates for relevant analyses. fMRI data acquisition and analysis. Stimulus presentation and paradigm timing were achieved using ePrime 2.0 Professional. All imaging data were acquired on a 3.0 Tesla whole body scanner with an 8-channel head coil. The first 2 volumes of each functional run were discarded to allow for equilibrium effects, and odd slices were acquired, followed by even slices. Functional volumes, 151 per run, 30 slices each with 0.5 millimeter gap, covered the entire brain. A high-resolution anatomical image was also obtained. In the scanner, a projector back-projected stimuli viewed through a mirror by participants, and each functional run was synchronized with the onset of the first stimulus to ensure accuracy of event timing. Fiber optic button press boxes measured response times and accuracy. fMRI data were processed and analyzed using SPM8, following standard procedure. Functional images were rigid body motion corrected, slice time corrected, spatially normalized into standard MNI space, and smoothed using a Gaussian kernel of 5 mm FWHM. Each individual's data were modeled using a 2x3 random effects factorial ANOVA. The estimated motion parameters were entered into the model as repressors of no interest. A temporal high-pass filter with a cutoff of 128 seconds was applied to remove slow signal drifts. For each participant, 6 T contrast maps were computed, one for each presented solution for each arithmetic operation. Second-level analyses. a behavioral PLS analysis, a multivariate and data-driven approach, was performed to identify whole brain patterns of activity that distinguish differences between math anxious groups for addition and subtraction separately. 2,000 permutation tests were performed to obtain p-values for latent variables, and 2,000 bootstrap samples with replacement were used to obtain 95% confidence intervals for mean correlation between brain and behavior scores. Statistical significance was determined using a threshold of 3.0 bootstrap ratio in clusters larger than 10 voxels. Among the regions showing group differences from PLS analysis, we ran post hoc region of interest, ROI, analyses to confirm whether these regions are significantly related to performance for high and low math anxious groups separately for addition and subtraction. Spherical ROIs with a radius of 5 millimeters were centered on the peak coordinate for each region. Results, behavioral results. Simple arithmetic, fMRI task. We confirm that high and low math anxious individuals perform the same behaviorally on simple arithmetic verification problems, regardless of arithmetic operation or presented solution. We controlled for variations in speed accuracy trade-offs by measuring inverse efficiency scores, dividing response time by accuracy. In a 2x3 repeated measures ANOVA with math anxious group as a between subjects factor, we found that high and low math anxious individuals performed similarly across different types of problems. Critically, there were no significant main effects of math anxiety and no interactions between math anxiety and arithmetic operation or presented solution on behavioral performance for these simple problems. FS is less than 0.21, PS is greater than 0.67. Participants were faster and committed less errors with addition compared to subtraction problems. F in parentheses 1,92 equals 67.22, P is less than 0.001. For the effects of presented solution due to violation of the assumption of sphericity, P is less than 0.001, degrees of freedom were corrected using Heienfeld estimates as sphericity. Element of symbol is greater than 0.79. Participants performed differently depending on the type of solution presented. F in parentheses 1.6, 72.6 equals 45.96. P is less than 0.001. Post hoc comparisons using the Bonferroni correction indicated that participants performed more efficiently when the presented solution was true or far from the correct solution, compared to when the presented solution was close to the correct solution. PS is less than 0.001. True solution performance did not significantly differ from far split solution performance. P is equal to 0.35. Since there were differences in performance between types of arithmetic operation and presented solution, we examined the neural networks associated with performance on each operation and presented solution separately. Basic arithmetic, paper and pencil. High and low math anxious groups performed similarly on Woodcock-Johnson 3 fluency. T46 equals negative 0.97, P is equal to 0.34. fMRI results, brain activity performance relation. A behavioral PLS analysis was implemented to examine the patterns of relationship between brain activity and behavioral performance in high and low math anxious individuals. Two statistically significant LVs emerged from the PLS analysis. First, latent variable. Similarities in the relation between brain activity and performance across high and low math anxious groups were observed in the first latent variable, accounting for 54% of the covariance, p equals 0.002. Among addition problems, and 61% covariance, p equals 0.002, among subtraction problems. Better performance was associated with greater brain activity, mainly in the default mode network, DMN, across addition and subtraction. Given that the DMN is typically more active when tasks are easy and require less attention, and increased task demands are associated with task-induced deactivation, i.e., increased deactivation in the DMN. The positive relation between the DMN activity and task performance supports our intuition that the addition and subtraction problems were relatively easy to complete, required less cognitive effort for individuals who performed better. While DMN activity was positively associated with performance, we observed that better performance was negatively associated with activity in a network of regions implicated in working memory, such as the inferior/middle/superior frontal gyrus and the cingulate gyrus/supplementary motor area. Activation in these regions is so often associated with completing tasks requiring working memory, typically decreasing when DMN activity increases. Thus, the negative association between performance and activity in this task-related network complemented the positive association between the DMN and performance. Since these results were not differentiated by arithmetic operation or math anxious group, it seems that both high and low math anxious individuals performed better on these tasks when they were engaging and less effortful slash attention processing, and instead were more automatic. For tasks that are simple and not demanding of working memory, paying too much attention may interfere with automated performance. Alternatively, it is also possible that lower performing individuals' performance is less automated than higher performing individuals, and thus they recruit task-related network more. Teacher studies may include measures of automaticity and or a secondary task where attentional demands can be allocated to address these possibilities. Second latent variable. The PLS results from the second LV provided evidence for differences between high and low math anxious groups in the relation between brain activity and performance, accounting for 23% of the covariance, p equals 0.02, among addition, and 22% covariance, p equals 0.008, among subtraction problems. Across addition and subtraction, low compared to high math anxious individuals' activity decreased as performance increased in the left inferior frontal gyrus and right superior parietal lobule. These patterns of PLS results remain similar, accounting for 22% of the covariance, p equals 0.003, among addition, and 20% of covariance, p equals 0.006, among subtraction problems. When basic arithmetic ability and scanner variability were controlled for by regressing them from brain and behavioral scores. To confirm whether activity in each of these regions was significantly related to performance for each of high and low math anxious groups, we ran post hoc ROI analyses for these specific regions. From the ROI analysis, we found that for low math anxious group, reduced activity in the left IFG was associated with better performance for addition and subtraction. Addition, R equals negative 0.37, P equals 0.036. Subtraction, R equals negative 0.51, P equals 0.003. And reduced activity in the right SPL was associated with better performance for subtraction. R equals negative 0.42, P equals 0.016. For high math anxious group, the brain activity behavioral performance relation was not significant in these regions. Left IFG for addition, R equals 0.20, P equals 0.45. Left IFG for subtraction, R equals 0.20, P equals 0.47. Right SPL for subtraction, R equals 0.32, P equals 0.22. Fisher's Z transformation was used to examine the differences in correlation coefficients between groups. The relation between brain activity and performance was negative for low compared to high math anxious groups in these regions. Left IFG for addition, Z equals negative 1.77, P equals 0.04. Left IFG for subtraction, Z equals negative 2.29, P equals 0.01. Right SPL for subtraction, Z equals negative 2.33, P equals 0.01. Discussion. The current study examined the neural representations underlying simple arithmetic performance across high and low math anxious individuals. We found that high and low math anxious individuals performed the same behaviorally, similar to previous behavioral studies that show that math anxiety is minimally related to performance of overlearned simple arithmetic in young adults. Utilizing a multivariate approach, PLS, we identified the neural representations associated with performance for simple arithmetic. While high and low math anxious individuals perform similarly on simple arithmetic problems, they exhibit differences in attention-related frontal parietal network activation associated with performance. For low math anxious individuals, performance on simple arithmetic improves when they recruit the frontal parietal network less. Low math anxious individuals' simple arithmetic performance may be more efficient as they perform more or less automatically. In contrast, high math anxious individuals' performance is less dependent on the reduction in recruitment of the frontal parietal network. Why is math performance of high math anxious individuals less related to a reduction in frontal parietal network recruitment than that of low math anxious individuals? One possibility is that some high math anxious individuals recruit cognitive control resources to regulate negative emotional responses associated with math or math-related situations, even when the math task at hand aren't necessarily difficult or working memory demanding. In other words, these individuals may attempt to reduce their worries and negative thoughts by recruiting frontal parietal network when processing or manipulating numerical information. Similarly, using complex arithmetic problems that high math anxious individuals typically underperform, Lyons and Balog, 2012, demonstrated that high math anxious individuals' increased frontal parietal brain activity during anticipation mitigates upcoming hard math task performance deficits. Future studies that separate out the anticipatory phase from task phase, including math problems with different levels of difficulty, which may help elucidate the function role of frontal parietal network during anticipation phases in high math anxious individuals' performance on various math problems. Further, it would be useful to implement measures of state anxiety or negative affect to identify patterns of brain activity associated with regulation of negative emotional responses in high math anxious individuals. Another possibility why high math anxious individuals exhibit less consistent pattern of relationship between frontal parietal network activity and performance could be due to their use of a mix of strategies to solve arithmetic problems. If math anxiety is associated with increased avoidance of math problems, it may be that across the lifespan, more math-avoidant high math anxious individuals may transition to automatic strategies, i.e. fact retrieval, less frequently, and their performance may be dependent on working memory and attentional resources, similar to the patterns of neural activity observed during mental arithmetic in younger children or during working memory tasks in older adults. Thus, the weaker relationship between brain activity and behavioral performance in high math anxious individuals might reflect some compensatory effort to achieve performance equivalent to low math anxious counterparts, in line with the prediction of potential null control theory. Future studies may benefit from an application of trial-by-trial strategy reports to assess patterns of brain activity associated with differential strategies between high and low math anxious individuals. Third, it is possible that some high math anxious individuals' increased reliance on frontal parietal network when solving simple arithmetic might also reflect their increased effort and/or decreased efficiency when processing numerical information. For example, when asked to determine the larger of two numbers, example 7 and 3, high math anxious individuals exhibit an increased numerical distance effect, which is thought to be indicative of a less precise representation of numerical magnitudes. If high math anxious individuals, compared to low math anxious individuals, exhibit reduced fluency in processing and manipulating numbers, such differences in proficiency in numerical processing might alter the patterns of brain activity during simple arithmetic as well. Future studies that include more basic, lower-level numerical tasks may help identify whether the differences in the brain-behavioral relationship observed between high and low math anxious individuals may arise from variability in one's efficiency in using arithmetic strategies and/or fluency in numerical processing. Finally, it is also possible that high math anxious individuals are more variable as a group in the profile of brain-behavior relation compared to low math anxious individuals, similar to the observation that there is a wide range of variability in cognitive functioning among young adults with anxiety or depressive disorder. Further elucidating the neurobiological mechanisms underlying math anxiety may provide a better understanding of how high and low math anxious individuals may approach the math problems differently. Understanding whether high math anxious individuals' altered frontal parietal network activity during simple arithmetic reflects either emotional regulation efforts and/or less automated or variable strategies may help develop targeted/different interventions for boosting math performance among these individuals. For example, students experiencing high levels of math anxiety may benefit from classroom practices that help students regulate their negative emotions, develop fluency in retrieval of simple arithmetic facts, and/or a combination of both. Our results contribute to the existing knowledge of neural correlates of math anxiety. Multiple brain regions have been implicated in math anxiety-related responses in adults and young children. Lyons and Balog demonstrated the activity in dorsoposterior insula during math task anticipation is associated with self-reported math anxiety among highly math-anxious adults. Pletcher et al., 2015, showed that math anxiety is associated with reduced deactivation and default mode network during number comparison and number bisection tests. Sarkar et al., 2014, showed that transcranial direct current stimulation applied to dorsolateral prefrontal cortex improved simple arithmetic performance in high math-anxious individuals compared to sham stimulation. These studies with adult population, including the current study, suggest that math anxiety may relate to aberrant activity in cortical structures engaged in top-down emotional processing. Among young children, math anxiety appears to relate to responses in the amygdala, a subcortical brain region known to be generally associated with bottom-up fear and anxiety in humans and non-human animals. Young et al. 2012 showed that in 7 to 9-year-old children, math anxiety is associated with increased activity in right amygdala and reduced activity in posterior parietal and dorsolateral prefrontal cortex regions during complex addition and subtraction. Supekar et al. 2015 show that among third graders, 8 weeks of one-to-one math tutoring on arithmetic facts reduced self-reported levels of math anxiety and amygdala responses during simple addition. Given these different neural circuitries associated with math anxiety in adults and young children, it is possible that the experience of math anxiety changes across development as individuals gain more experience with numerical information. Young children's anxiety about math may be more stimulus-driven than adults who, after years of experience with number knowledge, may experience dysfunctional top-down perception of numerical information if they are anxious about math. Development of longitudinal studies that examine the neural representations of math anxiety across development may be crucial for examining this possibility and designing targeted interventions for different populations. One of the limitations of the current work is that our sample size was smaller for high math anxious group than low math anxious group. Future studies with a larger sample of high math anxious individuals may be able to increase the power for detecting the relationship between brain activity and behavioral performance. Another limitation is that the current findings may not generalize to population with all ranges of math anxiety, since we have examined a sample with extreme scores of math anxiety. Future studies may reveal whether there exists a different pattern of relationship between brain anxiety and performance for individuals who are moderately anxious about math. Finally, given the correlational nature of the current evidence, it is possible that other socio-contextual factors may differentially influence the relation between brain activity and performance for high and low math anxious individuals. In conclusion, we provide evidence that high and low math anxious individuals show differential patterns of neural activity related to behavioral performance, even for simple arithmetic problems typically mastered in early elementary school. These findings point to the possibility that performance differences on cognitively demanding math problems between high and low math anxious individuals may arise from the way that these individuals approach the most fundamental math problems. Low math anxious individuals' abilities to develop automaticity in simple arithmetic may contribute to boosting their ability to perform well on complex math problems.